1, 2, 1, 2.
Sequence. Okay, welcome to another edition of
the Angels and Hellions.
Yay!
Woot woot!
I love you, JFK!
I love you, JFK!
I'm Kelvin Hellions.
And I'm Elise, no last moniker.
With me, as always. And,
In always.
And always.
Thank you. Always.
Always.
All of them.
So let's see, if we're throwing up these podcasts in order, then the one that will go up Friday will be our first drunk episode, or go up Monday will be our first drunk episode.
Weren't we a little drunk for any of them?
The one where we watch Perfect Couples and...
Oh, okay.
The first drunk episode will be uploaded Monday. And then we have the one with the education.
Yeah.
And then this would be our second... drunk
unless
episode.
If we start doing them
drunk
more than once a week.
True.
Double weekly. Not bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly is every
'cause that's
2 weeks.
Every other week.
Yep.
As yeah, previously discussed.
I mean, twice weekly. It just, like, bi-weekly, it sounds
twice
like a word.
Twice weekly.
But I think it seems like twi-weekly. Correct. No, that sounds like we're doing it times.
That sounds like we're tweens watching Twilight.
Retarded.
Fair.
So, we had a good night. We've had a few drinks since coming home. We've ate way too much starch and carbs. So, the drinks have all this room to just absorb and sit.
And what better way to work off the carbs than do a podcast
and
while
watching the shows that we don't quite care about enough, but we're still into enough that's like we want to just get like an idea of what's going on. I think that's fair.
I think that might be a little overstating my interest in the show. But anyhow, we're going to watch NBC's Perfect Coupling. And
Couples. Coupling was a much better show.
That's true. Perfect Couples. And Outsourced.
Outsourced. The worst thing to happen to Indians on TV since Gunsmoke. Wrong Indians.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was fine.
I don't know what Gunsmoke is. I mean, I know what
Gunsmoke
is, but I'm assuming you don't mean like when someone fires a gun and then there's some smoke. I'm assuming you mean like a TV show of some sort.
Yes. Before Raw took over, Gunsmoke was the longest running weekly episodic TV show of all time. It went something like 700 episodes. Something crazy.
So should I start this?
Yes, we're going to start with Perfect Couples, the episode from, do we know what date this was from?
Thursday night? That would have been the 24th.
24th. Okay. Thursday, 24th of February, 2011. In case you know, you're listening to this podcast in the future.
Thank you. I'm pressing play
now.
Telling Stories would be the title of the episode.
No, I'm gonna guess that they, on Perfect Couples, that they live in L.A., and there's a guy, I gotta show you this thing because it's really cool. But he has this series of pop culture maps and charts that he does. And
with TV shows and movies.
And his most recent one is where all the shows are filmed. Like where sitcoms are filmed.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like where they're set. Not where they're filmed.
No, that's what I meant. That's what I meant, where they're set. So, like, the majority of the map is New York, which actually had to have its own separate map to break it down into the break it down into the boroughs and surrounding areas of New York City. And then California, mostly L.A., of course. And then Chicago. Because I think for your
is there a lot of Chicago shows?
Family Matters. Perfect Strangers.
That's two.
There was more. I can't remember. There's a good
list.
But,
okay, can I just interject that I loved Perfect Strangers? Belky rocked my little four-year-old world, and that sounded wrong.
That sounded wrong.
But I was a big fan of Belky, we'll say.
And like most people from TGIF, never did anything else.
That was not on TGIF.
Yes, it was.
Well, I watched it in syndication then.
Okay. It was early TGIF.
Because I was watching it during the day.
During the day. Oh, yeah, it was...
So we just missed the whole intro. If you're watching, let us know what went on. I'm not really concerned. But again, the new pornographers are playing, and I think that's pretty fun.
Always. But one of his the great charts on this guy's site is a list of all these sitcoms and their the house floor plan, and it just goes living room, kitchen, living room, kitchen, living room, kitchen, kitchen, living room, kitchen, living room. And I'm like, that's so true. Most of your sitcoms are here's the living room and here's the kitchen, and 99% of the show takes place in one of those two rooms.
This show does have a lot of bedroom scenes, though, to be fair.
This show does, but it's not your standard one camera, like a long set thing. Like, there's many sets for the show. It doesn't have that. You've got three couples. Yeah, but
it
doesn't
have each of their homes.
Yeah, it doesn't
sometimes
have that,
their workplaces.
That film before live studio audience feel where you are only going to see one set. Two at most. You know,
so while we're in commercial, do you want to tell the audience what we did today?
We went and saw cartoons. I was so excited. We're too excited to sleep.
We're too excited to sleep.
But,
go to Disney World.
As we live in Central New York, the Rome area, or as Wikipedia calls it, the Utica, Rome, Oneida County metropolis.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
Did you look up Rome in the wiki?
I was curious about my new hometown. I was like, I want to know things. Like, it says there's some, like, massive forest around here. There's some sandy area of protected land that people aren't supposed to build on anymore because there are rare animals or bugs or whatever that live there. And then it turns out Wartown, we've been in Washington's. Okay, in Wartown, where they're building the new hospital, well, I mean, expanding the old hospital, they found some bug that doesn't exist anywhere else.
Well, yeah, they did that too in Potsdam, New York, when they were building the Walmart. They found an endangered species of turtle and went ahead and built it anyway, because it's fucking Walmart and they'll do what they damn well please.
But anyway, so...
And, you know, the economy up there with its mom-pa shops was doing so awesome that they had to bring in a Walmart to wipe them all out.
True.
But, and when I say doing awesome, I'm being sarcastic. They probably all closed down.
And as much as Walmart is the evil empire.
Yes.
If Walmart existed while I was going to college there, I'd be happy. Because it was like, oh, I want...
I boycotted Walmart while I was going there. Do you know how poor I was?
I know, but I was just kind of like... Because you didn't have a car when you were there. I didn't have a car when I was there.
I did.
Oh,
really.
That's true. You did, technically. But
because we could have gone to the Messina Walmart, and I did not want to on principle. And if I didn't work in the front of one, not an employee of Walmart, my company leases the space from it, I would never shop there. Because they're horrible.
But
it's not the lowest prices, for starters. I don't mean to pop anyone's bubble. But more than anything, they're ecologically, socially... economically, a horrible, horrible company.
They really are. I'm not defending Walmart at all. I'm just saying, like,
I'm a big hippie.
If while I was up at school, it's like, okay, I need to buy 5 things this week. I need to go a half hour in 5 different directions to buy these. Or now I can go to one stop. I'm not saying it's a good idea or anything. I'm not defending Walmart, but I would have fucking loved that at the time.
I wouldn't have. I probably would have protested. Did anyone protest? I don't know. We weren't there at the time.
I don't know. But okay, we went and saw cartoons tonight, though. And the
Perfect Couples is back on, and I have no idea what's going on. Besides the fact that the title is telling stories, and new pornographers do the intro.
Some Asian family just decided that the home was Frank Lloyd Wrong for them.
So, did they really?
No, I did that.
Oh, well, that well done. It is a little Frank Lloyd Wright.
It does. It looks it, which are gorgeous houses. I'm not denying that. But also seem to be, like,
and
very easy.
Clearly, this is not set in upstate New York, because a house like that would
totally
have collapsed
California roofs.
Look at
Weeds, whoever the bitch is, and how they have that random
whoever
open area.
Whoever the bitch is?
I can't remember names right now.
Nancy.
Okay.
Whoever the mom would have worked.
No, not the lead. Her bitchy friend.
Oh, Celia.
Okay.
Okay, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah.
I thought you were just being
I wasn't being sexist.
Whoever that main character woman is.
That twat.
Whoever that horrible cunt.
Whoever the thing with the vagina is.
All right.
Cecilia, her house has that open area for no good reason.
The atrium.
Yes, yes. A total California thing. And it totally seems like this show is supposed to be California, you know? Oh my God, that's a gorgeous, huge, massive TV on Perfect Couples.
What do we have, a 26-inch?
Ours, if we're lucky. I think it's more like a 22.
Oh, Well, we're just happy to have high
I mean,
death.
Of our many TVs, because we are rich here on this podcast.
No, we're not. We're paying our rent. I mean, that's something, right?
That's true.
Please
that's
donate true. Money. We're happy to take money.
That's true.
Lee's history of fake what?
Injuries. She has tennis elbow and now surfer crotch and Christopher
Reeve
disease
allergies.
There. Yes, we'll ignore what I said. Okay.
What did you say?
I said Christopher Reeve disease.
Kevin!
Should've. I love the Superman movies.
I would have thought you would have gone with the getting off on a horse joke.
Oh.
Because it's your girlfriend.
Or Catherine the Great. It's not my
girlfriend. No, you, that's right. You don't care about her getting off. You just want her to blow you.
No. But anyways, we saw cartoons tonight. Let's go back to the wholesome thing. So, this all ties again, because when I was looking on Wikipedia, I was looking through things in Rome, I was like, oh, what's this Capitol Theater thing? And when I moved down here for you, I wandered around town a few times, I saw things. I thought it was like some ghetto, dirty, rundown thing. From the outside, I didn't know what it was.
And the big, ugly-ass murals don't help.
And I don't hate
one
them.
One of my art teachers from high school did them. I do hate them. I think they're hideous.
But
she was
can't...
a crazy, crazy woman.
It's totally like a do not judge the book by its cover kind of place, though. Because you're like, all right, here's this place in downtown Rome, and across the street we have nothing but empty buildings.
And Gary's Music is over there. There used to be a bank. It's gone now.
Yeah, and next door we have Bank of America, and on the other side a pizza place, one of thousands in this area.
Actually, it's... Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
And then Social Security and all those other... buildings,
which used to be your company.
And I'm my company.
The company by which you are employed. I'm so sorry.
True. So.
Somebody just did a cannonball in a pool.
Okay, so the two guys who I've already, like, I'm not
Dave
learning names.
And.
You're much better with names on TV shows than I am.
Dave is the normal couple guy.
Yeah, Dave.
I can't remember his girl's name. Yeah. His wife's name.
But, obviously they're.
And I know the Munster is Lee.
Yeah, they're realtors, and they decided that the house is too awesome, and they're going to purposely not sell it just so they can hang out.
Oh,
the
okay,
house
I didn't
time.
Catch that at all.
Yeah.
But their secretary was with them.
Yep. Who has billing on the show as a cast member.
Well, she's been in every episode.
But she barely does anything in every episode. Fucking Starburns is in every episode of Community.
I wouldn't
put them in the cast list.
The crazy couple... the guy tried to sleep with her. He went over to her house. That was pretty big.
That's true.
That's right.
That's true. I just like, because I thought it with Buffy, you know, when.
Is making a crazy noise like mandatory in tennis? People
I think
tennis.
So. There's some stuff. I don't know.
That's
if,
my tennis noise.
I thought you were singing Avenged Sevenfold again. So. But there's some comedian, some stand up years and years ago that's like, I don't masturbate to porn. Videotapes or anything. What I do is I grab my old copies of Penthouse and turn on Women's Tennis.
Seriously?
I was hysterical. Oh!
And apparently Kevin tried it himself.
I probably heard the joke like 20 years ago and I still remember it.
Because so he did it. He spent the next 10 years doing so. Or shall we get into rental porn?
And I was... No, we don't have to get to that.
Yeah, but we already talked like, about that with my mom.
I was just like,
I was non-specific.
I was like, oh, sure, I'll watch women's tennis and do this. And then it's like, oh, she's a lesbian. That just ruined it for me.
Yeah, because porn never features lesbians.
Fair. I have to work on this.
So evidently.
So we went to the Capitol. We saw cartoons. Let's go back to wholesome here.
Looney Tunes. To be specific.
Now, Capitol's just beautiful. It holds like 1,100 plus people. They show...
Which it usually has like maybe 200.
Yeah. But still, they show like classic movies and films, and they do plays there, and they do like
I've
a Nutcracker thing
there.
At Christmas time.
I did Huxley Ann there when I was 14. I almost did Music Man, but my grandma got diagnosed with cancer, and then there was some other crazy shit going on. So I decided to drop out of the play, and
life first.
The director who does all the plays kind of disowned me because I dropped out of the play to be able to spend time with my...
At how old?
14.
Yeah, he can shove it.
To spend time with my ill grandmother. Well, he's dead now, so.
Well, I guess we'll be respectful. Someone shoved it for us.
He was a father figure to me.
I say this as you're saying, let's be respectful, so I apologize.
My mouth was already running. He was a father figure to me, so I would prefer we were not rude.
I apologize. My mouth was already running.
I don't think he should have taken a 14-year-old dropping out of a play because of a sick relative personally, but he was a father figure to me, and he has passed away, so
okay,
I hold no ill will there.
No. I've only been to Capitol once before tonight, and it's for one of my favorite days of the year, and this was exciting, too. They played 2 hours of classic Looney Tunes cartoons. Old Bugs Bunny on the original.
Do you know what's going on now?
No, not a clue. I know that they're still
that
in the
guy
house.
Is her brother. The guy who's married to the Munster is the normal couple's girl's brother.
Yep.
And I think she paired up with him in tennis because he's very competitive.
Yep. I think this is going to be like the man room episode. I think everyone's going to eventually come to this house as their hangout spot. And if everyone does, I might be like mostly done with the show because I'll still give it a little bit more. I might be mostly done because that would essentially be the same plot from the previous week. If it's like, oh, we all had the man cave, and only a couple of us were there, and now we all hung out there. And now this week, we're going to have this random house.
Mr. Hallians has an incoming text, I think.
I have what? All right. I may have a text. But we went.
You don't, but I just realized your wallpaper is like a 2-year-old picture of me back when I was skinnier.
Not a picture of you when you were 2-year-old.
No, a picture from like 2 years ago when I was thinner.
You thinner now.
Whatever.
I have
a sexy voice. How are you doing, boys?
Oh, thank you.
Commercial break.
I thank you sevenfold. So we went in and they played 2 hours of classic Looney Tunes cartoons, and you got to see possibly for the first time What's Opera Doc with Kill the Rabbit.
I gotta say, the best part of seeing that movie was the kids that were there.
Yes.
They were all, like, just so adorable, and really none of them misbehaved, you know.
They were quoting stuff, laughing,
repeating things. They really, like, just kids at their best.
And the crazy thing was, because, you know, it's, like, I've always seen it said, Looney Tunes, when they came out, they weren't for kids. They were for adults. And I was like, whatever. I loved it when I was
a kid.
But
also, that was a for adults that was still much more wholesome than today's
for adults. Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, Family Guy is for adults. But yes. Kids, that is not on their level. Looney Tunes was on a child level.
And that's the thing, like, the Witch Hazel one, there's all these Shakespeare jokes. I'm like, holy shit, I didn't get these jokes when I watched that as a kid. This was pretty damn funny. Not that I know who all the celebrities were, but there's cartoons where they were obviously making fun of celebrities out there.
Yeah, I was asking you. I thought you would know.
I knew Bing Crosby. I know.
They were popular when you were a kid, right?
I think, yes. Yes. I think Mammy, old. The one that did the Mammy thing was Al Jolson, but I'm not totally sure.
I think the last one might have been Sinatra.
I thought it was Bing, though.
The last one.
Yeah.
Not the first one.
No, the last one was one that I told you I thought.
Okay, when they were going back in the reverse order and all of them were schmoozing Elmer Fudd, I think the last one, or the first one, by your point of view, was Frank Sinatra.
Maybe. I'm sure we could find out. But I'm sure we're not going to do it tonight anyways.
Oh, no, I don't give a shit.
But I was worried. I was like, I'm looking forward to this so much to watch these cartoons. And when I was a kid, Bugs Bunny was played at like 6 o'clock or so at night, every night on TNT. And Cartoon Network used to do June
TNT
Bugs.
TNT played cartoons?
Yeah. Before Cartoon Network came along.
You're old.
I am.
There was a time before Cartoon Network?
There was. Cartoon Network came along. I was
did
like,
you
oh
used
my
to
God.
Listen to radio shows?
I did. Shut up. I actually did.
Did you really?
Whatever NPR station. Whoever NPR station Wharton gets would play old radio shows at night. Because there aren't any NPR shows overnight, usually. So, like, sometime around 10, 11 at night, they would play old radio shows. And it was so cool. I loved watching. I'd fall asleep or watching.
You
loved
to watch
it.
Those? I just loved stared at radio. That radio. Just looked at it. all day.
I would fall asleep to these, and still to this day, my little orphan Annie decoder ring from the Box Tops post cereal has not shown up. Pissed. But other than that, fantastic. But I was worried.
I used to fall asleep to opera.
I could do that.
When I was like, we'll say 4 to 6 years old, every night, just listen to opera. Don't know why, but it, I mean, this doesn't make me sound cultured. It put me right to sleep. It's a step above white noise.
Yeah, but
it was all Italian, so I didn't have like lyrics distracting me, but it's music.
Sure. I like to put on classical music when I just kind of want to like read or write something or whatever, and I want noise, but I don't want something to really focus on. And lyrics do mess it up, and watching a show would mess it up and all.
Depending on what I'm writing, I can't listen to any music.
No?
If I'm writing poetry, music messes me up because it interferes with the rhythm.
I could definitely see that with poetry, definitely.
If I'm writing prose or a play or a blog entry, no problem.
Yeah. All right, there's something going on with the using of the rental or the property or whatever. On Perfect Couples, which we're supposedly watching. So, I was worried.
The Fosters want to see the house.
All right.
And they are at the house.
Okay. Oh, and they're at the house and they're having breakfast there and everything, so this is weird and uncomfortable. All right.
And the crazy couple girl is actually in her pajamas.
Yeah, it seems rather strange. So I was worried about the cartoons, and I was like, are kids going to enjoy it? You know, you got your video games, and, you know, kids are like, you know, oh, mommy, daddy, I'm the only kid without a freaking iPhone in first grade, and you have to buy it for me.
Yeah,
I touch kids joke and all. So, I mean, I was worried about it and everything.
It kept him up late at night.
Like, no.
Speaking of being up at night. Okay, that sounded wrong. Do you want to share with our listeners what I said?
Yeah, but
in my sleep.
Yes, but I want to finish one point first.
Oh my god, fine.
Now, I was worried that the kids wouldn't like Bugs Bunny. And I was worried that I wouldn't like it. Like, maybe as an adult, it wouldn't be as much fun. But the kids absolutely loved it, you're right. And I still enjoyed the shit out of it. Every single cartoon I loved. And I've been watching G.I. Joe and Transformers on the Hub. And it's the original 1980s ones that I watched when I was a kid. And there's just stuff that takes place every episode that just takes me out of it. Because it's just kind of dumb or ridiculous or the lack of physics or there's no storyline continuity. Like, oh, I'm a Decepticon that I can randomly lift up my chest plate and fire missiles. Never did it in any other episode, never done it again. Like, hey, we're trapped in this thing while you fire your chest missiles. I don't know what you're talking about, the chest missiles. I don't have them. And yet, you know, here they are in this random episode. Megatron, who I know that you, at least, have seen the two Michael Bay horrible Transformer movies, you know, of Megatron. But Megatron, in the cartoon, transforms into a gun, which the other Transformers can hold in one hand like a pistol.
Word.
Now, thank you. Now, there's just, like, this lack of physics there for me. Like, if I'm a full-grown human and another full-grown human can transform, he can't transform down to a size small enough that I can hold in one hand.
You can't create or destroy matter, according to physics.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wait, no. Energy.
Matter cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be converted into energy, but you'll have the same amount of energy for the thing. But it doesn't entirely disappear.
Whatever. I was a sophomore. I barely remember physics. I remember the Doppler effect, because I got it wrong on the regions.
I don't remember any high school science.
The Doppler effect is like the way sound waves or any waves will compress.
Sheldon dressed up as an episode of Big Bang Theory for Halloween one.
But like if a siren's going by you, how it sounds a certain way when it comes up to you, and then it begins to sound funny as it's moving away again. That's the Doppler effect.
You know, all new sirens.
And I thought it had something to do with weather.
I did too, but that's that Doppler radar thing.
Yes, it is.
And let's be fair, all sirens, the new sirens, sound really weird right now because they have like that stutter siren thing, like whoop, boop, 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 boop. It's like, dude, just spit it out.
So, can we talk about what I said in my sleep last night?
Yes, or word.
Word. So, I have had my open house at work.
Why is the alcohol just sitting out and not in the fridge?
Because I'm drinking it.
Oh, okay.
I had my open house at work.
You're missing the Munster fucking up royally. Olivia Munn's character in here is just apparently horrible at tennis.
And everything else in life. But I've been very stressed out. Plus, on top of that, the neighboring town, Utica, the office assistant there got fired. So our closer from our head office was in town, and I was scheduling both our open house and their open house, which are, like, right in a row. Ours was Tuesday, Wednesday. Utica's is Thursday, Friday. And it was just crazy, and I've been stressed out. So would you like to read what I said in my sleep?
Yes.
Since you are the one who heard it, not myself.
I am. Miss No Moniker Necessary decided to talk in her sleep last night. She rolled over and she said, "Honey, you're nameless." And I said, "What? You're nameless." I didn't understand what she meant. I was like, "Can you please repeat?" And you said, "You're nameless." She told me that I called up her place of work and I made an appointment as Vladimir Ivanov. For 11 o'clock. Then apparently I either no-showed or I canceled said appointment. And I called up later and said my name is now Bob Jones. And I'd like to make an appointment. Then she told me I'm a super spy. As I am both Ivanov and Jones.
I don't know what this says about my psyche. But clearly I was stressed about the scheduling and canceling of appointments.
I think you're stressed about the Cold War. And that would explain the desk brought into the house to do duck and cover.
I think that is from, I listened to a Smodcast where they were talking about...
Not like an old school radio show, because that would be hokey.
That would. I was listening to a Smodcast podcast, and they were talking about this book that was coming out about experiments that have been done, and like most of them were...
Like Mythbusters?
Most of them were done in Soviet Russia.
Soviet Russia? It's an experiment. Fuck you up.
But, so now that we got what I said in my sleep out of the way, why don't we talk about what you said to another store while you were calling up for a customer?
To another store? I was like, hello, store! Alright, now I have to do certain things constantly at work. You know, I have to point out where the jeans are. Well, you know, they're all along the walls. You know, just look at a wall, and you will find them. I have to tell people where the bathroom are, and they're looking in the middle of the store, like, where's the bathroom? It's not in the middle here. Is the bathroom in the middle of your fucking house? Have you ever been into a store where the bathroom
is
in the middle of the house?
Yes, I assure you, we're open.
Yes, exactly. But it's like... If I go into a store and I'm like, this store should have a bathroom.
How much is this? You're in a dollar store.
Yeah. Wacko. But if I'm like, hey, I'm in an unfamiliar store that should have a bathroom, a large store like a Walmart or a Target. I don't know where the bathroom is. You walk along the perimeter of the store.
Like we did at Macy's in the mall.
There is one. I found out there is one.
Where is it?
It's in the kids section, and you have to go through the entire kids section, and then there's a hallway, and then it's like their return center.
I knew about that because my sister told me a story about it.
Yeah, yes.
I'm not going to go into that story. But anyways, so you had to call stores for what?
So I had to call stores for underwear. This guy calls, the guy didn't even call. All right, the guy was looking for size 60 waist jeans.
It was 58 earlier today. It's going to be 74 by tomorrow, but anyway.
No, but there's a story about that. Okay, so it's 58 jeans. And he has his wife call.
Which, for the women out there who don't know how men's sizes work, is quite large.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. A size 58 jean is equivalent to a 4 or 5X for t-shirts and such. So, The guy has his wife call, because if you wear size 58 jeans, chances are you're not doing a whole lot of physical activity for yourself. Chances are,
and making phone calls, as we all know, is a very physical activity. Sweat going, your cardio's working size, overtime.
At that size, he probably sweats when he chews. So yes, I do think he'd be sweating trying to make a phone call.
Maybe you should be nice, because odds are our internet radio listeners might be geeky and not horribly fit.
I'm not horribly fit. I don't have washboard abs. I don't have the hip thingy.
Oh, I hate the hip thingy. Even my Ken doll didn't have the hip thingy. I didn't use the Ken dolls with the creepy hip thingy because it creeped me out. Anyway.
So.
I'm just saying, be nice.
All right.
That's not important to the story.
All right. So the guy, on behalf of his wife there, who's calling, I assume wife, the guy wants 4X underwear. Tidy whiteys. 4X. And I don't find any. I was like, well, I'm bored. I've not been given any assignments to do for the day. There's customers in and out. Bunch of needy people today for some reason. Questions like, where are the jeans? You know, how come this is locked and I can't go into it? I'm sorry, it's because it's where the water pipes and everything are for the building. Why would you need to get into it?
Get to the story.
So, I start calling around the stores, and I get bored.
It doesn't need to be this long of a walk, listeners. Get bored.
So I start calling around, and as I call, like, I don't want to say the same thing every time. I don't want to call up and be like,
because you're already bored. You don't want to be more bored by saying the exact same thing.
Hey, this is Kevin. I have to find a pair of 4X underwear. Do you have it? I don't want to say the same thing.
What's another alternative?
So I'll be like, you know, hey, Kevin Rome, I'm looking for, some big people underwear. Hey, it's Kevin. I need to find, some 4X sizes for stuff. Like, I'll just switch it up and all. So I get to the last store after I've already had this conversation many, many, many times. And I just need
And he's
to say
distracted
something.
Because he accidentally deleted Criminal Minds on me.
I must have been. I was very upset about it.
Well, you said you were.
I know, I was. That's what I'm trying to... I'm just saying different things. Now, when I get to the last store, and a store that I shouldn't have been saying things like this because it's also the biggest and the busiest of all the stores, I say, hey, I'm looking for something big in man's underwear.
It still makes me laugh.
And I,
me too.
And like, I just stop. And I mean, it was as if someone pressed pause on a movie. Like, there was no sound. There was, even the crickets were like, what in the fuck? Like, no sound whatsoever on my end, and also in this other store who I'm talking to over the phone. And after, a couple beats, I go, yeah, I just realized what I just said, and that sounded awful. The girl starts laughing. She's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't want to say anything at all. I feel bad. She's like, that was funny. She's like, made my day. And then the people came in like 3 hours later. They're like, I don't want this. Like, I guess they're all pissy. I didn't even see them.
Okay, so we're done with Perfect Couples. I'm okay to delete this.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, like, we might be done with Perfect Couples.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Oh, we totally
this
saw.
This is the exact one I remember from the SNL.
We totally saw this SNL. Sorry, we're taping this on Saturday. We just realized that the Saturday Night Live that's being played starring Anne Hathaway, we totally watched.
Which is funny because I've only watched like 3 or 4 episodes this year. And when Kevin was like, I want to see if it's new. Did you see one with Anne Hathaway? It says it's from November. And I was like, yeah, I think I actually did watch that one. And the only one I remember is because it was right around Thanksgiving, and they did a Thanksgiving sketch with the girl that tries to outdo everyone.
Oh, that's
and right. That is the sketch that is playing right now when I randomly went back to cable because I deleted Perfect Couples.
I think that,
which we are done with, unless we just want to talk over it during podcast.
That's true. I think the new episode of whenever the next Saturday Night Live is the one that Miley Cyrus is supposed to perform.
Oh.
I would just.
Is she on Selvia?
That's the thing. I would hope for Sylvia joke. She's like, it's legal.
All right. So we are starting Outsourced, which is new. Take this Punjab and shove it.
Punjab.
Take this Punjab.
Take this job and shove it.
Take this Punjab and shove it. After an employee quits, Todd is excited to hire someone new. Gupta must find a way to pay. Apparently, that is not.
Paige.
Oh. Payback a loan shark. Letterbox. 30 minutes. Original air date, 2/24/11. I was correct.
You were correct. Very good.
All right.
Very, very good. I'm really not. Like, yeah, Perfect Couples, I think I'm just done with. And Outsourced is getting real close.
Outsourced is a show that is entertaining whenever I watch it, but it also offends me enough every episode that I don't care if I ever miss it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, viewers, the shows that we do not miss, that we watch the night they're on, every night, let's start with the horrible. Pretty Little Liars.
It's a fantastic show.
It's on Mondays. It's just, it's crack. It is TV crack. I remember watching the commercials for it before it started playing.
We would be watching Who's Line.
And I'd be like, this, not the, another show I have never watched, seems like Desperate Housewives for young people. And I just mocked it relentlessly. But I saw the commercial so many times that I was like, I kind of want to
We'll try one.
I just want to see the first episode and see what it is.
Absolutely obsessed.
It's TV crack.
We'll discuss it with people. We'll have theories and all.
You can't stop once you start.
It's Lost for teenage girls.
I wouldn't even say that. It's more than that. It's it's like a soap opera. Except every episode is Friday's episode. Because, yeah. You know, on soap operas, you always want to watch the Friday episode because if something's going to happen.
If someone's going to die, if someone's going to come back, if someone's going to get.
Which happened on GH this week. I can't believe they killed Sam. It came out of nowhere. Like, Sam being abducted by the Balkan, Theo. Like, shocking.
Not by the Baldwin.
Balkan.
Okay.
But Sam dying, like, there was no seeing that coming. I was shocked that they were killing Brenda off, and then it turned out it was Sam, and that was like, no way, because just last week, the whole big thing after Valentine's Day was that she thought she was pregnant, and we were dealing with that.
No.
There was no seeing that coming, like.
In case you can't guess, obviously, Elise watches General Hospital as well.
I started watching it when I was like 10, so it's a total history thing. I could not have just started watching it randomly out of the blue, having never seen it.
No.
But when I was young, Jonathan Jackson, who plays Lucky, was like the teen heartthrob. And I stopped watching it when they replaced him with another actor. And I randomly one day, now that we had cable, because when you weren't living here, I just watched shit on the internet,
right.
Happened to be flipping through and saw Jonathan Jackson. And watched the rest of the episode. And then all of a sudden I started watching General Hospital.
Makes sense to me. What's that? Pretty Little Liars is fantastic. Agreed.
And horrible at the same time, I'll admit it. Like a soap opera. I feel guilty every time I watch General Hospital.
Yeah, awesome.
But I can't stop.
Also Monday nights, we do How I Met Your Mother.
Which is a smart show. It's funny and witty, but it is also a smart show.
We've started doing Mad Love, which isn't bad. It's fun.
I'm not sold on it yet.
I think Sock's the best part.
I like that it's got the guy who plays Sock. I have no problem with Jason Biggs. Ivy from
Jawbreaker.
From Jawbreaker and various other things, but that's my most memorable one.
And Elliot from Scrubs.
Sarah Chalk. Also on Roseanne and How I Met Your Mother.
Oh my god, she's second Becky.
Yeah.
Oh, never even clicked.
And Stella on How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, she's second Becky.
Yeah.
Never even clicked with me. No shit. They barely watch Roseanne.
Our big Thursday show.
Well, we got other Monday ones, but because of How I Met Your Mother and Pretty Little Liars being on at the same time, we've kind of lost it. But we do enjoy regular show and Mad.
Yeah, so. But if we don't see them, I'm not upset. Sweet. Yeah. Saw that commercial 800 times.
It's such a funny damn cartoon.
It really, really is. It's something that we will watch on Netflix when it's out.
Oh, I would totally do it.
We'll watch every episode.
I would see interviews with the creators.
It's a 15-minute show.
Yeah, well, 10 usually, really, by the time it's...
Yeah, by the time you get your commercial.
But I really feel
But our Thursday shows.
Yes.
Because we were already moving on to Thursday.
Okay.
Big Bang Theory. That's always the first show we watch on Thursdays.
Still funny.
It's fucking smart. And not just in the witty sense, but it's a group of geeky scientists. There's
it's got two or three more years, too.
Two theoretical physicists, an engineer,
and Howard.
An astrologist. Howard is the engineer.
Who's an astrologist?
Astronomer, not an astrologist. My apologies.
I mean, maybe Penny.
No. Raj is an astronomer.
Yes.
So it's a smart show, and it's these four geeky guys.
And now three girls, which has just added so much to
but
the show.
Penny you is know? The girl that lives across the hall that is your really normal person. She's not a genius. She understands social interaction, whereas these brilliant guys just don't get it.
And she's not even necessarily dumb blonde. She's just dumb compared to them.
Yes. She's an actress, but they've recently brought in Howard's girlfriend, Bernadette, yeah. And Farrah Fowler, Amy Farrah Fowler, who is played by Mayim Bialik, or Blossom.
Now, that's to bring up another one, because yes, we do Big Bang Theory, but we also do another show. And it's interesting how shows that we thought were perfect by the addition of two female cast members just up their game and became even better shows. Because Big Bang Theory has been hysterical just having more girls for the interaction. Someone with Penny, someone for the guys to bounce off of and all, because Howard, literally in some respects too, but because... Leonard would be with Penny, but that would be about all that's going on. You know, Sheldon's afraid of women. Howard and Raj had each other, but nothing really else going on and all. And then they've added Bernadette, and they add Amy, and it just makes it so much funnier, just gives something else to go off of. And then the other one, that I know Elise will agree with and all, was on Fox, on Wednesdays, Human Target. Human Target, based off of the DC comic, the last volume was published by Vertigo, a branch of DC, for those that don't know. And Human Target was just awesome. Human Target was like the updated MacGyver, really, to me. He was just, here's this guy who, he's a spy, he's an agent, he's a warrior, I don't know what to call him to wrap up everything that he could do. But just, freaking... Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe without a mask would be the best way I could put it. He could just do anything and save people and all. And the first season just had three guys, and sure, they were cool cases and all. Every episode to have a fight in a location that you didn't think a fight could be held in. And then the second season, we're like, what's going on? Oh, they're adding women to the show. I don't know if this is going to work or not. I'm not totally sure how this is going to go. I might hate this. Why do we have to add two cast members? Oh, the company's going to be, the three guys are going to have to work for this woman too. And then we got random teenage looking girl going on. And then you're like, oh, Chance, the Human Target, and this girl have something going on there.
Why are we adding them? I thought both additions were fantastic.
But the first episode seemed
because, to be fair, Ilsa was on Torchwood.
Yep.
So I was sold on there. She was Susie
but
on Torchwood.
We still didn't know first episode. We're like, all right, thinking it was just going to be like
I was sold from the minute they were on the show.
No,
because
but
you told
me they were permanent yet.
No, because you told me Ilsa was.
That's
Susie.
Right. We didn't know the Ames was.
And
yet.
I didn't think Ames was, and I was like, oh, because she makes even more sense than Ilsa does. She just fits perfectly with this crew.
Yeah.
She's unpredictable. She's not entirely ethical.
And it's a shame that the show, both seasons, have only gotten 12 episodes each. And it's worth a 24-episode season.
Absolutely. It's I would watch every show. One. Like, we don't have the little box, so they don't count us. Well, I have the little box, but it's not the little box that they're counting from.
The Nielsen box, that's right. And, I mean, if we, as in the United States, did seasons like England does, and it's like, oh, I'm only getting 6 episodes or 12 episodes or whatever, then fine. But it's because it's done so rarely that it feels like you're just saying we don't have faith in this.
But isn't Doctor Who normally
12.
12, yeah.
Yep, they're going to do split ones this year, 6 and 6, which makes sense.
Love Doctor Who. That's another one that they're kind of off this year. Aren't they doing a weird thing?
Will you get the Easter one?
They don't normally do an Easter.
And then sometime around summer, we'll get 6 episodes, and then a break, Christmas, and then 6, I think. I think that's how it's going to go this year. Christmas, they always
and
do.
And one of these days. One of these days.
We'll finish Battlestar.
Start Battlestar. You're not hooked yet. We haven't started it because you've only ever really watched the miniseries.
I got into it.
But it's so good. And I haven't seen like last season and a half because I've been waiting for you.
I know. I need to.
I bring the sci-fi to this geek. I'm the sci-fi.
You're better with sci-fi TV shows.
I am the sci-fi. You know it. You never even... Had you even heard of Doctor Who?
You hadn't watched Star Wars all the way through.
Only because my friend that I was watching it with always insisted on starting with episode, 4 and going to 6. And she always insisted on starting at, 4 in the morning. So, of course, I fall asleep after episode 4. Like, that's when I'm passing out. Every time. It's not due... In fact, I remember trying to watch the episode 5 because...
Empire.
At my biological father's house and getting messed up because it was on VHS because there was no DVD at the time. And the VHS that we had borrowed from my stepbrother's friend down the road was fucked up and it kept screwing up and I couldn't watch it that way.
Which does suck.
So there was no lack of willingness on my part, but it was a lack of access.
True.
And did we not just record a whole episode where I debated Star Wars sexual politics with you?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to put up that episode. That was hysterical.
Best one yet.
Surely
better than this. Have we missed anything on Outsourced?
Oh, we've missed so much. All right, so the people are
I had to stop at the ladies. I was surfing the Crimson Wave that day. I had to run the ladies. I'm not. Clueless. Sorry. Ignore me.
So, on Outsourced, the cast of characters was screwing around and got in trouble. And then somehow along the way, they decided to hire a new guy. And he's some handsome Indian guy. And we thought some woman was overworked and died at her desk. But turned out she was sleeping. And that's as far as I've gotten.
Was it the chubby lady with the curly hair?
No, it was a woman I've never seen before on here.
Okay, because I hadn't seen her, and I kind of thought she was going to be a Starburns.
Oh. I would not put Outsource on the level of Community.
Oh, God, no. But I just meant
a
recurring minor
recurring
character.
Recurring background character. Community, fantastic. And I know you don't totally agree with it.
Can we talk about the D&D episode of Community? I've been dying to talk about that ever since we saw it.
We can do that. Now, just for me to throw it out there, and I'm not saying that it's a perfect example, and I know you don't totally agree with it, but the point was made on something I read online that Community is becoming like a live-action Simpsons. Like, they've built
this I would
town.
Agree in terms of that they have, for lack of a better word, a community of secondary characters that are getting major respect in terms of that Starburns has been there since like the first or second episode.
Well, the fact
and
that
when they say Starburns, you know who they mean by Starburns.
Alex.
Yes.
The fact that Magnificent
the old guy, Leo, Leonard. You know what I mean? I see what they mean in terms of this character might not be seen for the next three episodes. He pops up. There's a history and a continuity, and they're going to stick to it.
You know Vicky's going to be brought back.
Yes.
She's purposely wearing a bright yellow shirt and a hat, so you will recognize that
and
character.
And Pierce was
again.
Only running in the student election to...
Because she wouldn't let him
borrow a pencil. She hadn't let him borrow a pencil, which was not an on-camera thing. That's just thrown in there later. But you know, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't pop up, but if she does, I will be equally not surprised.
Yeah.
But the D&D episode was possibly, I would say it's the best episode of Community, but one of my favorite episodes of TV ever.
I'll go that far, too. It was a bottle episode. They were in that room pretty much the entire show.
But it's not just that.
Except
like
for one quick
the
scene
style
of
this episode, there's like this whimsical female voiceover the whole time, talking about, you know, and it sounds like you're talking a fairy tale of
like here's Narnia,
evil and good, and or, and monsters and magic.
Even like didn't Stan
but the whole
have
thing,
a voiceover?
I so don't remember that, but yes, it did.
But something like that, like an epic quest.
Yes, and the tone
of
the episode,
into a man or a woman,
the fact that they're
speech and he's unheard speech, and we only see it acted out because it's too vulgar and foul, or so we're led to believe to actually have
but
on air.
On top of all that, on top of how great it was in terms of being geeky and what they did with the style of it. They had, like, the most serious issue the show has ever tackled, and that was that they thought this kid, what was his name?
Fat Neil.
Fat Neil was going to kill himself.
Yeah.
And they never flat out said he's going to commit suicide, but, I mean, it was implicit.
But they did. Well, yeah, he's giving away his thing, something he loves.
On top of all this hilarity, they were actually tackling something serious about how the only reason they're playing this game of D&D is that they don't want Fat Neil to take his own life. They're trying to save him.
And someone we'd care about, too. You would already care. Fat Neil, in the half hour, you would care if something happened to him. And yet, if Pierce died, you'd be like, fuck him, whatever.
And then the end of the episode, Fat Neil goes up to Pierce and he was like, that was the best game I've ever played. If you ever want to play D&D again, I will play with you.
And Pierce was like, hey, maybe. Like, he didn't say no. But, well, he said no, but in a Pierce way that kind of met, like,
yeah,
maybe.
But that, it was such a fantastic episode. If you have not seen the D&D episode of Community, go watch it right now.
I would put it up there with one of the best. Yeah, I think
absolutely.
I might.
Absolutely. And we are weeks later. I wanted to talk about this the minute I saw it, but we weren't recording a podcast, right. So
well,
I didn't.
I was debating on that for a blog post at some point, like the greatest individual episodes of a show I've ever seen. Like, stuff where, like...
What else is on
I
the
could
list?
Just, for me, personally?
Yes.
Home movies, camp.
Camp Campingston, we adore you. Camp Campingston, you are great.
Without exaggeration, I've probably seen that episode 100 times. That
with They Might Be Giants?
Oh, my God. It's just such a funny episode. It's so perfect.
Okay, I'll give you that. What
everything.
Else?
Once More with Feeling, Buffy.
Yep.
Which I watched and was emotionally affected by the episode because it was so good before I even watched Buffy. Like, I didn't know what was really going on.
And that's the great thing about that show. Like, a standalone episode, you've never watched Buffy. It's like a movie. It stands alone. You don't need to know the history of the characters. But if you do,
it added so much.
Like, as great as it is for someone who is not a Buffy fan, that show brings everything to a Buffy fan.
Yeah.
Your penis got diseases from a Schumach tribe.
Didn't it catch
I mean, like,
the
all these little... And it's another
little
great
looks
thing.
Even.
And as far as it's standing alone, it's not like the musical episode of Even Stevens, where Ren is sleeping during detention or something like that. Because it's terrible. I mean, they're certainly not the first show to do a musical episode.
Oh, not at all.
But it makes sense within the overall arc of the show. And not just that, but for the people watching Buffy, it moved along the season. Well, it brought about things that were integral to getting to where the season was going.
Well, there's also, like, all right, because of How I Met Your Mother and because of Buffy, like, Allison Hannigan is just, like, a favorite in this house.
And I still, to this day, when I cut my hair, prefer the Willow haircut in the later seasons.
Right. Well, there's, you know, and I mean, I had seen Once More With Feeling a few times before ever watching Buffy.
We,
like,
still
I just
need to finish
it
one.
On its own.
See, okay, I'd say I'm the sci-fi fantasy of our geek. You brought in the comics.
True. The wrestling.
The wrestling. I was the sci-fi fantasy. Because I'm the one that has seen every episode of Buffy more times than I can count.
True. Now.
And I got you into it.
Yes. While watching it, while watching Once More With Feeling a few times, I was like, all right, it's cool, and I like stuff and all. And then after watching Buffy from episode one and going straight through, stuff hit me so hard. For example, Willow making Tara forget things. I was like, oh my god, she just went through a year of having nothing. And you thought she'd never recover.
But
I mean,
you didn't think Tara was ever going to get... Oh,
you
don't even know what's coming.
I know, that's
we stopped like halfway through season five, I think.
I think we just got burnt out with it.
I don't even think it's that. We were Netflixing because my ex took all the Buffy DVDs, despite the fact that we bought half of them together. Whatever. But it's a pain in the ass when you're trying to Netflix. And you're waiting for the next disc, and then you get it, and you're not necessarily in the mood
really
for it. You don't have it.
4 hours or
you
three.
Don't have it when you want it, when you're sitting there, and you're like, I could watch Buffy right now. Now that we have it streaming to the PlayStation, though, I think once we get watching it, we'll just blow through the rest of it.
And I also think a lot of it is, you know, like, we know for the summer, we're not going to watch barely anything. We just have less summer shows because
we are not watching America's Got Talent again. Because Pierce won't be on it, right?
Pierce won't be on it this season.
See, there's like the one season of reality show-ish that I watched now isn't even what it was before.
That's true.
So I don't need to do it. I didn't, even when we were watching it, we watched.
We didn't want to.
We got through.
A chore.
It did, and we got through the episodes in, like, 20 minutes.
And depending on the week, 3-4 hours of TV.
And I was pretty happy with how it turned out.
But if I had
what's his name there winning?
Grimes.
Grimes, yes.
If I
he
had
was,
it,
I was so happy to see him win. But you know what? If I had never watched that, I would be just as...
He'd be just another guy, and I wouldn't care.
No, I just mean, like, I don't want to say Buffy formed me. But, like, that has put wrinkles in my brain. Watching all 7 seasons of Buffy and reading the comics has affected me as a human being.
Yeah.
I have emoted. I watched those characters grow and empathized with them. That doesn't happen watching any reality show, and America's Got Talent is certainly on that list of things that did not put wrangles in my brain.
True. I mean, like, I was beating on doing Survivor and Amazing Race this year, and then I tried. I'm
and
like, I can't do it.
If you want to do that, I fully support you watching them. I don't want to do it.
No, it's like there's so much, and you can't watch everything and all. I've narrowed it down because I was trying to download, like, all the wrestling shows we don't get. Now I was watching, like, B shows because, like, TNA has a B show that they'll have, like, 2 extra matches on and they review.
Our friend that owns Under the Green Umbrella, Shauna, mm-hmm. who sells some of my handmade flowers and such things.
Now, if anyone wanted one of those, where could they go?
They could go to nerdnuptials.etsy.com.
That sounds good.
And if they wanted to support Under the Green Umbrella's owner, Shauna McCoy, they could go to tinybloomtoys.etsy.com. They're fantastic. Every one of my nieces and nephews have gotten toys from them. Handmade, eco-friendly, no...
Preservatives.
No preservatives, thank you. But no carcinogen limit-holding plastics and whatnot.
Oils and such and shit.
Things that may potentially give your beloved child cancer. Yeah, so tinybloomtoys.etsy.com. where was I going with all that? I got sidetracked talking about how it's good to not give your kids cancer. That is good.
You're on America's Got Talent.
That wasn't it.
And reality TV shows and how they don't make an impact.
No, that wasn't it.
And us going through many TV shows in the summer.
Oh, they don't have cable.
Right.
And I agree with her saying that you only, if you're not paying for cable and all the advertising and commercials, which really just kind of hurt you in the first place, psychologically, mentally, you really only watch what you want to watch.
True.
You will go out of your way to download or, yeah, piracy, we all do it. Deny it if you want. Most of us aren't paying for our CDs on iTunes. Anyways, but you only watch what you really want to watch. And when I had no cable, because you hadn't moved in yet, mm-hmm. with your requirement we have cable and DVR,
right.
And I was going solely on Netflix and what I would download or watch on random streaming sites, I watched wrestling. I would watch, you know, Family Guy, American Dad. I really did only watch what I really wanted to see.
Yeah.
Pretty Little Liars probably would have found it on the streaming sites if it was easily available. Don't think I would have downloaded it.
I think you would now.
I don't think I would.
If you got rid of it.
Community, I would download if I had to.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory, I would download if I had to.
Yeah.
Doctor Who? Absolutely.
Of course. Which we were, because there was such a time difference between England and America and when stuff aired.
And when you would come visit and we would... Middleman was one that is yep. now defunct. You still haven't read the comic, have you?
I still haven't. It's in the stack.
I did. It's not in the stack. It's on the shelf being
that
ignored.
That is the stack.
Whatever. But wrestling was on the things that I watched.
Yep.
Like, not all of them, but I watched TNA, so and I watched Raw, and I watched SmackDown.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, I can't bother
to... That was a long fucking walk to get to that, now wasn't it?
It was. I can't bother to download NXT every week. Because it's only
and
on the
I
web
wouldn't
show.
Have.
Yeah, I don't care. If someone I really, like, if a wrestler I'd been following for years on the indie scene made it on there, maybe I could. But just for, like... You know, seven random guys I had never heard of before.
The song in that commercial, we played that on Rock Band with
Final Countdown.
Educator, didn't we?
Yep, Final Countdown.
That kind of makes me want to play Rock Band right now.
It was Daniel Bryan on the indie scene as Bryan Danielson's music.
The Final Countdown.
But like, you are right
for you listeners from Buzzed, Elise No Less Moniker.
You are right, though, in that you will narrow stuff down on what you watch. Because I did it while I was at school, because I wasn't going to, like, record everything.
That DVR does cut down on my random bullshit watching.
Yeah.
I would say this is a modified version of what Shauna McCoy talks about.
Because I don't just search for something to watch. I'm sitting in front of TV.
I don't watch SBU.
I'll watch DVR.
I don't watch SBU.
Right.
It's kind of not a great show. It was perfectly entertaining, although now that I'm thinking about it, I would go watch the British version of Law and Order.
Yeah.
If only because young Apollo is on it and Martha from Doctor Who.
Right.
But, you know, it does cut out a lot of crap. If I didn't have cable, I wouldn't watch General Hospital. It's not worth downloading. I might, you know, go on a website and see what's happening to my favorite characters, but even that's questionable.
But, like, I think of shows that I really like to watch, and my shows are a little tougher for downloading if we didn't have cable. Like, I can watch Big Bang Theory on CBS.com pretty quick, usually. I can find a popular show like that quick to download if I wanted to. But, like, my wrestling ones, unless I wanted to wait a week or more...
I had no problem off of downloading. I will not name the torrent site, but I had no problem. I'd get them the night they came out. I would keep refreshing the page until it was up, and I would start downloading so that my ratio would stay good enough for them to not kick me off of the site, and I would watch them the next night.
True. For me, writing...
So 24 hours. 24 hours. Not that significant.
True. For me, writing the stuff now, though...
You often wait 24 hours to watch them anyways.
Sometimes, yeah. It depends on how into it I am. Like, Raw, I usually try to do Monday night. I'm usually excited about Raw and I want to watch
Outsourced is over. How did that end?
I don't even know. I think we're done with it. I really think we're officially done with it. I don't know why you started downloading it
in the first place. It was something I would watch on demand while I was working on my flowers to not even look up at the screen.
The show, yeah. And sadly, Transformers has become sort of a mindless show for me. I'll do something else. Old school Transformers is a mindless show. It really is. G.I. Joe, I'm still really into. I was always a bigger G.I. Joe fan than Transformers.
It's not even... I'm just saying, like, that kind of thing is not made for great attention to detail. Because when you're a kid...
I'm two feet away from the TV screen, if that far away, and sitting Indian style and just obsessed with it for a half hour.
But you don't... Your cognizant abilities...
Right, I'm not like...
Are not that great when you're the appropriate age. Did you see the thing about the new Transformers?
By now, which thing? Prime? The cartoon?
Yeah.
I know that it exists.
They're coming out with a new Transformers cartoon for kids.
I tried watching it. I couldn't get into it. It's the CGI.
But still, it's happening.
Oh, true.
That's something.
And the new G.I. Joe cartoon looks weird. They just look really strange. And I can't put my finger on it, but they look weird. Like, the tones of the show are just way too light, for one. And then there's, I don't know. Like, I think the eyes are drawn weird. I can't do it. Can't do it.
Oh, the eating the beard thing.
Weird thing.
This was how I heard about it. A guy forced to eat his own beard.
I know.
In a bet.
And his hairy boyfriend was pissed. No, that's not what.
No, he'd like that. His hairy boyfriend. Would be, no, his
the beard.
His
would
hairy
the girl.
Boyfriend is very
his,
jealous of that
girl. He was forced to eat his beard. He was a gay man, and he had to go down on a girl. He was forced to eat his beard.
And his boyfriend was jealous.
There we go. Now I got it. I got it. Okay, I'm thinking this has been an hour.
I'm thinking you're right. So we thank you for listening to us for another hour.
I'm thinking.
Hopefully, it was entertaining.
I'm thinking outsourced and perfect couples might be done.
They might. We might just have to podcast without something on in the background.
Just don't care about them.
But this has been Angels and Hellions. Kevin Hellions and Elise No Less Moniker, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And we hope you come back again next time.
Okay, see you later.